our guest. You're listening to About Bradford on BCB. It's 26, just coming up to 27 minutes past 11. Now, yesterday was a pretty nerve-wracking day, wasn't it, for thousands of teenagers across the country as they got their GCSE results. And on top of that, we had stories and claims that marking had got harder and was tougher. And it was a bit more difficult maybe for students who took English just recently to those who took it at Christmas. And of course, last week, it was exactly the same when students were getting their A-level results. Well, the great news is that Tong High School here in Bradford has recorded this year their best A-level results in the school histories, with many students exceeding expectations. In fact, the school's sixth form has continued an upward trend in results, with 98.2% overall pass rate at A-level. So I'm just going to say that again quickly. 98.2% overall pass rate at A-level. That is really something very, very special. We're very pleased that we've got a few people from Tong High School here in the studio with us. We've got Trudy Fulis, who's the deputy head teacher, and we're also joined by Jordan Green, who's just done his GCSEs, and by Jack Nicholas, who's also done his A-levels. We're going to
hear... He's done his GCSEs.
Oh, just in his GCSEs, yeah. Sorry. We're going to hear from both Jordan and Jack in a minute. But first, Trudy, you must be exceptionally proud.
We are exceptionally proud. We're very proud of our school. We're very proud of our students, and we're very proud of the work that the teachers have done. Yet again, our best ever results.
Because you were named recently again one of the country's 100 most improved schools for the second year running. We've talked about this before, I know, Trudy, and could you just tell us again, though, some of the different approaches that you've taken at Tong School, which has got you to have that accolade?
Well, we have made an excellent investment in terms of staffing, in terms of staff development, and we've raised the profile of our school in terms of our new school building, our recruitment programme from GCSE into A-level, so ensuring that we've got the right young people taking the right courses to enable them to go on to the next steps. Mm-hmm. So very much focused on achievement and outcomes.
And you've done quite a lot of innovative things, haven't you, where you've looked at different ways of teaching and different ways of learning.
We do, and we offer a whole range of courses as well, so we can ensure that we can almost individualise a young person's curriculum to their strengths and get the maximum outcomes for them.
OK, so now let's just hear whether that's all fluff or whether that's true or not, because we're joined by two of the students from the school in the studio. We've got Jack. Jack, just done your GCSEs as well. Tell us what results you got. Jack?
Got B's and A's.
B's and A's. That when I asked you earlier, I said, how have you done? And you just sort of very modestly said, all right. But B's and A's, whoa, you should be, that's so brilliant. Did you get, what did you get in English?
B last year.
B last year. Okay, so you did last year. And yourself, Jordan, what did you get then?
I got 4 A's, 6 A stars and a C.
4 A's, 6 A stars and a C. This is seriously impressive results. What Trudy was saying there, does that ring true to yourselves, Jordan? Does that feel like your experience at the school?
Yeah, I feel like I've been really pushed, and I kind of, my GCSE results obviously show that. I feel like I'm excelling, like I'm going to go far.
Yeah. What sort of subjects have you got those in? Is that across the board, or are you mainly arts or sciences? Or
It's obviously in the English, maths and triple science. Mine I've got 3 in ICT, in psychology and humanities. I've got my C, my media. But yeah, it's kind of across the board.
So you feel really that the school really pushed you to get to your potential?
Yeah, they're always pushing me. They're always making me work more, do harder things. And yeah, I really think that I want to, for what I want to be, I really think they're going to push me to be that.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to stay at the school to do A-levels?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and do you know which ones you're going to be able to do now that you've got those great results?
I'm looking to do double IT in maths.
Uh-huh. Fabulous, and maybe up onto university after that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, brilliant. So, Jack, Jordan was talking there about being really pushed and working hard. Has there been time for play as well, though?
Yeah, just a little bit, though.
Yeah, just a little bit. Has it just felt really... Do you just feel so relieved this week that now you can sort of relax a little bit until September, maybe, when it all starts again with A-levels?
Yeah, just for a short time, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, how hard were you working? Because you did really, really well as well. You got all A's and B's. How hard did you have to work to get those?
Quite hard, because I had to fit in my karate schedule as well, so...
Oh, do you do karate as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. What, are you playing competitively in that as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fabulous.
Jack's being very modest here, I have to say.
Okay, Jack is, come and sing his praises.
Jack is the British under-16s karate champion, and, you know, he's hoping to, you know, go through to the Olympics when karate is accepted as an Olympic sport. So he's a very, very talented sportsman.
Whoa, so you just, honestly, you must be the most understated person I've had in the studio for a while there, Jack, because you just sort of said, oh, do me karate. You're under 16 champion and you've managed to get all A's and B's in your GCSEs. That is just so amazing.
And can I just say there's a story behind Jordan as well?
Jordan is
very, very involved in working with needy families in Sierra Leone.
Oh, really? Have you been out there, Jordan?
Yeah, I went out there over Christmas this year. Kind of went out there and helped build a waiting room of a hospital. And worked with them, like, orphan children, disabled children, and various projects over there.
So are you 16?
Yeah.
Was that not really scary, not only to go to Africa, but to go to a country that's been so war-torn?
Yeah, well, it was really nerve-wracking. I was, like, kind of... Part of me was really excited, but part of me was really, like, dreading it, because I was unsure. I mean, when I got there, it was real scary as well. Like, they have a lot of army and military about, like, people with guns and everything. It's really...
Yeah.
It's quite challenging.
So was that through a programme that the school organised then, or was that something you did yourself?
One of the local youth workers that I work with, him and another youth worker in Leeds, they kind of go over, like, once every year and do that sort of thing, and they asked me if I wanted to come along, and... I did.
And wow, it must have just been, you must feel so, so proud of what you've done and an unbelievable experience.
Yeah, it was really kind of like life-changing. I never thought I'd ever get to do it, and when I got given the opportunity, I kind of jumped at it.
Wow, fabulous. And Jack, well, how long have you been playing karate then? Sorry, playing, practicing, what do you call it? What's the phrase that you use?
Competing,
yeah.
About 8 years.
About 8 years.
Yeah.
And so that must be really hard to fit all your studies and to be British under-16s champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have the school been really helpful then in helping both of it? What sort of things have they done to help you get, you know, be able to do both things?
Well, they've been just pushing you in class and that, and
yeah, and really celebrating your success then that you've been having.
Every time I do something, it's in assembly.
Is it? What, do they get you up there doing a few demonstrations?
Yeah,
take it, you're a black belt, is that the
second
highest? Second down. Right, OK, so that's higher than that. So basically we need to be careful of you in the dark anyway, and basically, really, as well. I mean, Trudy, they're just amazing stories, and also we were maybe going to talk to Laura, another student. We may still talk to Laura later in the show. She had another story where she was having to care for her mum. I guess a lot of the students have either got stories like Laura's where they've got responsibilities at home or amazing stories and things that people have done like Jack and Jordan here. How do you manage to fit that in to get such good results and to still support your students in the other things that they want to do?
I think the key for us is we know our students incredibly well. We have a very good pastoral support system, so their heads of year and their team leaders know them very well, and we accommodate and encourage interest outside of school. It's what makes the complete person. And we work with our young people.
So, for example, with Jordan going off to Africa and with Jack with his, you actually encourage that. You see that's part of their learning and development.
We absolutely do, but we try and get them to, you know, strike the right balance between that and making sure they're focused on their academic studies, because young people who work hard get good results, and that's a fact.
Yeah.
So we try not to allow it to distract them. We try and support them.
Yeah. Brilliant. So Jack, are we going to see you in the Olympics then in Rio? Are you practising your salsa dancing, ready for partying in Rio now?
Unfortunately, it's not in an Olympic sport at the moment. So.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, right, OK. So,
hopefully.
But there must be world equivalent then, champions, world championships that you could go for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about another sport later on in this programme, skateboarding, which is also not an Olympic sport, although there are lots of petitions to try and make it so. Well, listen, can we just wish you huge, huge best of luck for doing that, and let's hope that it does become an Olympic sport. And we were just getting so excited about all the Yorkshire medals over the Olympics that we'll be doing the same, that one day we'll be saying it's Bradford's own Jack Nicholas and he's picking up the gold in karate. And Jordan, you know, have you got any more plans to head out to Africa again?
Hopefully next year. We couldn't this year because there was kind of a scare that there might be another civil war because it's an election time. But, yeah, I'm hoping to, like, go out to Sierra Leone or maybe other parts of Africa.
Wow. Well, can I just say how wonderful it's been to talk to both of you? And honestly, you are both so modest. You're sitting here just looking, and honestly, you should just be running around and cheering. Look at me. Honestly, just fabulous. I say this because I've only got 5 GCSEs this week. So, Judy, what next for the school? Because you're going to have to do this again next year, aren't you?
We're very confident that we'll do it again next year. You know, we are absolutely on the up and up, and we are delighted. We are delighted with our young people's performance.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Well, listen, thank you all so much for coming in the studio. That's Trudy Fewlis, Deputy Head Teacher at Tong School. We've got Jack Nicholas and Jordan Green. Thank you all very, very much for coming into the studio. You're listening to About Bradford on BCB 106.6 FM, or maybe you're listening on Tinterweb at bcbradio.co.uk. It's just coming up 13 minutes to 12.